Juadisela Martinez-Cola teaches sociology at Utah State University and says critical race theory was born out of an effort of people in the 70s beginning to ask tough questions about the situations they were a part of.
Critical legal studies said law is not as pure as I think most of us had hoped it would be, that you would just apply it and it's done. We need to be able to look at the power dynamics involved. People who are in poverty lose cases much more frequently than people who have the money to be able to work in the system. Other legal scholars began to say, well, if we're going to center power in the discussion, I think it's okay to put another lens on that and center race. What is the role of race in all of this?
Martinez-Cola says because critical race theory is a theoretical model, it is taught mostly at the graduate level, occasionally to undergraduates. Vanessa Johnson Ojeda, a University of Utah doctoral candidate, agrees. She recently taught an honors course in critical race theory and, with permission, shared some of her students' comments.
Through critical race theory and its tenets, I believe I am now better equipped to critically evaluate and face the issues of race around me. I can use this as a tool, as an engineer, to promote and help build a cleaner and safer future for all. I don't think I am inherently racist, but I do know that I am inherently privileged. I can be merciful with myself and others' unconscious bias, and I can encourage diligent work on that area with myself and others, but I cannot be sympathetic to the legalized structures that have perpetuated systematic racism for centuries. I believe I learned more about myself in this critical race theory class than in any other, and I'm glad I did this at a critical time in our nation and country. The perspectives afforded in this class have allowed me to reach for the goal of equity and equality in our country.
Johnson Ojeda emphasizes respect for each other in her classes and says that allows students to have some rich conversations without feeling attacked or threatened by difficult discussions. That's something that concerns some Utah parents, she says.
Now, as far as I know, and especially in Utah, critical race theory is not taught. And I think there's also a misconception from parents. They're mistaking talks about race and racism as critical race theory being taught in the curriculum.
Johnson Ojeda says her students feel they are developing a tool set for their future. Brittany Cummins is Senior Advisor of Education for Utah Governor Spencer Cox and says some Utah parents have concerns about critical race theory curriculum.
There are some concepts that some people are putting in the critical race theory bucket that on face value seem like they would be difficult to understand from a perspective of a K-12 student. Some people are saying that it is telling students of color that they are an oppressee and students who are white that they are an oppressor and that they need to take responsibility for those types of things.
These concerns prompted the legislative action despite the governor's omission of critical race theory from the special session agenda. Cummins says the governor is supportive of the specific recommendations in the resolution the legislature passed. These recommendations are that curriculum should not include the following ideas: that one race is inherently superior or inferior to another, that an individual should be discriminated against or receive adverse treatment because of their race, or that an individual's moral character is tied to their race. Cummins says the governor is also not ready to shy away from difficult conversations.
The governor has also said it's very important if we're going to truly understand the beauty of our nation, we need our students, and in order to prepare for their own civic participation, need to truly understand the hard and the very dark parts of our history as well.
Martinez-Cola says there are two distinct Utah student audiences she needs to reach in her classes, but their response is the same when she teaches about Earl Warren's role in Mendez v. Westminster and Brown v. Board of Education, both about school desegregation and similar cases.
But then I have another group of students who just need education. The way that both students respond, though, which is really fascinating, is they both ask the question, why didn't I know that?
Martinez-Cola says that critical studies are not about criticizing for the sake of criticizing, and like the governor, thinks it is important to examine and question our history.
The way that I like to explain it to people is that it's about more about your critical thinking. It's about thinking, you know, asking questions. And so when we talk about sort of getting rid of critical race theory, it's really telling people to kind of get rid of their critical thinking skills. You know, inquiry, critical, asking questions, having an opinion, having thoughts and ideas, that is quintessentially an American experience. And when you start to tell people you're not allowed to ask questions, you can't talk about that because it's going to make people feel bad. When people say we're going to stop all discussion about race or racism or critical race theory, One of the things that I find interesting is the argument then becomes, of course, the slippery slope argument. If you say that we can't talk about race, what's the next thing you're going to say we can't talk about?
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornaccione.